Okay, I'm back inside and we're going to talk to a few stalwarts of Cork life. First, Claire Nash, restaurateur from Nash 19, and I've dragged you out of the kitchen, Claire,
so
we'll get you over it and let you go. Do you not have a chef today?
We just are run down.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Listen, Claire, I'm looking around Patrick Street and it feels like Cork is revitalising itself, is it?
Yeah, completely. Where we're sitting now, we're looking at permanent TSB, which just reopened this week. Easton's is down there. If you were sitting here last year, none of those would have been open. The city is crawling with people, revelers, people, you know, enjoying the Fringe Festival of the Guinness Jazz, and also people getting ready for tonight for the big ticketed events.
And do I get the sense that Cork business people and traders and everything really pulled together in the last few years to get Cork back up, yeah?
Oh, without a doubt. We were just talking about it here before you came on. Probably trade had started to be very, very good pre-COVID and pre the pandemic. And then when it hit, we all had to kind of rethink our businesses, shoulder to the wheel again. Lots of us reinvented our businesses, both indoors and outdoors. We've had huge success here with the outdoor dining.
Yeah, and of course, Princess Street became a model envied all over the country.
Yeah, exactly.
That was your kind of initiative, wasn't it?
Well, it was a few of us.
Are you keeping that situation there now?
Very much so. And we're in the middle of revisiting a longer permanent solution for the street with that. Cork City Council, Fáilte Ireland were tremendous right through the COVID pandemic. We have Cork Airport pouring visitors into our city. And particularly this year, you know, probably this weekend, there's going to be 48,000 visitors going to come through Cork, which is a massive positive stamp for us that the city is alive again, that the region is busy. Kinsale is going to be very busy this weekend. And as far as tourists are concerned, we love them. But during COVID, a lot of our lovely, lovely neighbours and a lot of our local people rediscovered Cork, and realised this is a gorgeous city we have and this is a thriving city that we need to support.
So you're missing a chef now, and we're hearing a lot about the cost of living impacting on businesses like yours, particularly, again, cost of ingredients, cost of everything. Is this like a double blow now after COVID?
It really is. You'd have to think, where do we go from here? We've a huge downward pressure on our margin. I mean, this is a very positive, buzzy weekend. I don't want to be, the negative person in the room. But, we thrive on being busy. But sometimes you have so many angles that you have to consider that, do you need to be that busy? Can you be that busy? Can you take on that? Coupled with the fact that we all incurred very big wage increases. Of course we did, because we had fantastic staff that we had to hang on to, and we've hung on to them. And then we've all our lovely producers that have big manufacturing costs, be they farmers, be they producers, be they cheesemakers, whatever they are. So that all started to come in, and that rising cost was there since probably this time last year. That was being hinted to us. We knew that was coming. And then, of course, we have the crisis of energy, which, we're all sustaining that. And then with the bills of interest or the rise in interest rates, you kind of come to think, what's going to be left at the end of the day? So it'll be the survival of the fittest. We have a very busy season coming on now, which is brilliant. After the Jazz, that kind of kicks off Christmas. Okay. Everyone is in the city. The city's thriving. So, we'll just drive on now as best we can and see what
January
brings.
On a roll. And listen, I know you need to get back up to the kitchen. Thanks very much for coming down. That's Claire Nash from Nash 19. And, of course, it's not all new businesses and regeneration in Cork. There are the old businesses have survived as well. Pam O'Regan from, is it Savile or Seville? I never knew in all my years.
Savile, Brendan.
Savile, after Savile Row.
Yes, yes.
And of course, well-known men's outfit.
And I'm not old, I'm forever young.
Down on Oliver Plunkett Street there. Is the Jazz any good for you?
It is, Brendan. Yeah. It's absolutely fabulous. We just love the old Guinness Jazz Festival. To have it back this year is amazing, and we are so thrilled because the buzz and the hype, and it puts people in good form. Even if you have your problems, you forget about them for a while, and it's absolutely fabulous. So it's great, and it does, we get a wee run off it business wise as well.
I suppose people want to jazz themselves up a bit for the weekend.
Yeah, we get the bow ties and we got the suspenders and we get there's been a wee run and all that now for this week, which is fab.
And Savile's 45 years old this
year.
And when you think about it, there aren't that many independent kind of, what you might call drapers surviving, are there?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're one of the few. There are a few others along with ourselves. But my husband, Jim, he established the business 45 years ago, and it went under a few different names, and we moved around from a few different locations. But we also have Gentlemen's Quarters on Patrick Street, another great shop. And we ended up then with Savile in Oliver Plunkett Street. So it's great. And Oliver Plunkett Street is a simply fantastic street. It's actually a brilliant street. It's a great, great buzz, great life. And there's great neighbours. And we've a big thing going on Oliver Plunkett Street. You won't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. We take your word for it. Okay.
Not Coronation Street. Oliver Plunkett Street.
Are you going to any jazz, Pam?
Hopefully tomorrow. No, we'll do something. We'll decide now tomorrow. But it's there's such a selection, so many places to go, and even just to be in town and experience the vibe is absolutely brilliant. You know.
Okay, Pam O'Regan of Savile and Oliver Plunkett Street and Gentlemen's Quarters and Patrick Street. Let's we forget. Thanks a million, Pam.